Lekuta Sichas Chelek Yudzayin Chag HaPesach Sicha 1. The Yom Tov Pesach wird angerufen mit drei Namen Teirim, and the Yom Tov Pesach has three, is defined by three names, which in a way is a description of the Yom Tov. Aleph, number one, in Teirah Shebiksav wird angerufen Chag HaMatzos. In the written Teirah, in the Chumash, it's called Chag HaMatzos. Beis, in Nusach HaTfilah hat man kebegeben zugegeben Chag HaMatzos Hazeh Zman Chereseinu. In Davening in Shemoneh Esrei, when we say Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, we add also the description, the time of our freedom, the season of our freedom. Number three, in Loshon Razal, the way the Chachamim call it, which is what the common name is when people speak, which is Verenoich Alazib Machteg Angerufen mit Nome Chaga Pesach, all the 7 or 8 in Golus days are called Chaga Pesach. V'yashleimar as the Yom Tov hot an akuda klolus and teichen ikri, so one could say that the Yom Tov has a general theme, und in akuda an hal drei nyonim, and this general theme of the Yom Tov is made up of three different components. Which are expressed in these three different names. Each one represents a different aspect of the Yom Tov. And we bow that Seder in Torah is Eich Torah, and since the order in which Torah presents something is also a lesson, has a lesson in it. Kumtois as the drei nemen in Seder in Yonah Bahira is that these three names and what they represent and what they teach come according to the order of their importance in the context of Pesach. Zum ersten kommt der Inyan von Chag HaMatzos. First is Chag HaMatzos. Why is that first? Varum dosu de nama von Teirah Shebiksav. That's the name that is called in Teirah Shebiksav, which of course is the most important. Danach kommt der Inyan von Zman Cheruseinu. Then comes the idea of Zman Chereseinu, which is Matbei Shetov HaChachomim Anshik Knesset HaGdoyle, Tzogan Zbetfilah. That is the name that was given in Davening. Davening is a very important, the words in Davening were made by the Anshik Knesset HaGdoyle, and they are fixed, these are important, you can't change the Matbei Shetov HaChachomim, and so on. So therefore it has that kind of importance. Und danach, Chagam Pesach, and then comes Pesach, was is an ungenommene Nomen in Loshon Razal and Loshon Vinyodim, which is comes from Chazal and comes from what people call it, but of course in comparison to what Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle established in Davening, and certainly in comparison to what the Torah calls it, that would be considered the third level of importance. The Zman fin Yetzias Mitzrayim is kemevur b'nevuos Yecheskel. The time when the Yidden were out of Mitzrayim is as described in the vision of Yecheskel, in the prophecy of Yecheskel, Leidas Am Yisrael. That was the birth of the Jewish nation. The Tam Vosmiz is Mitarmet and Loshen Leida. Why is it described as the birth of the nation? Is Nishnar Valdemelt is given the Zeit when Yidden seine geworden Volk? Not only because that's the time when the Yidden actually became a nation. Because that's something that you could say about any nation. The time that they became a nation is the time of the birth of their nation. So that wouldn't be unique to the Jewish experience. So why is it called birth? Rather, what it means to say, more importantly, is what it means to say is that when the Yidden became a nation, they were completely transformed into a completely new Metzias, into a new entity. Whatever they were before, now there's something completely new and different. And that's why it's called birth. The Tachlus and Kavanah Shlemus and Yetzias Mitzrayim is Matan Torah. We know that the purpose, the reason why Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim is, as he says, to go to Matan Torah, Kmashin Nehmer, as it says in the Pasuk Beitziach HaZom HaZeh, when you take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, you will serve Hashem on this mountain. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Sneh. And the Sneh took place on Har Sinai. In other words, that the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to lead to Matan Torah.
Pesach.
which is one of the explanations why Shavuos, which is the time when the Torah was given, is fixed. How do we know when Shavuos is? It comes after the 49 days, the 7 weeks of Sfira, which starts the next day after Pesach. 49 days later is Matan Torah, Lahayros, and this is to teach. Why is it fixed in that way? It's not fixed on a day of the month, like all other Yomim Tovim. It's fixed as 50 days after Pesach, after the second day of Pesach. L'Hayrus, this teaches us, Shavuos Matan Torah is a hemshach from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Leidus Am Yisrael. This teaches that Shavuos comes as a continuation to Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore it's linked to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Count down from Yitzias Mitzrayim 50 days, and then you know when Shavuos is, because they follow from each other. Das heißt, Leidus Am Yisrael is verbunden mit dem, was is ein Verna Torah folk. So in other words, according based on this, that Yetzias Mitzrayim leads to Shavuos. So in other words, the birth that took place at Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to the fact that the Yidden became a nation to whom the Torah was given. The ganze mehus von Yidden oichal tzayochid is Torah. In other words, that what defines the Yidden as a whole and each Yid as a personally, as an individual, is Torah. That's what makes a Yid different than all other nations. That's the birth was the birth into Torah. When the Mitzias Chadosh is Nishnor the Far was in Golz Mitzrayim, and it didn't give in Ashval Matzah B'Yeser. And it's not just that, why are they a new Mitzias? Because in Mitzrayim they were on a very low level. And therefore they were not able to receive Torah on such a low level. In fact, since they had sunk into the 49th level of Tumah, so therefore that not only were they not capable of receiving Torah, but their whole state, their whole status was one which was contradictory to Torah and holiness. So it's not just about that. Nor be'ikir, more importantly, mitzadem was Torah is etzloi amun shashuim. Torah is described as it is near Hashem. It's described as the plaything of Hashem. Chem degnuza shegnuza loch. It's a treasure, a hidden treasure, hidden with you. In other words, that the Torah is described as something very close to Hashem. Sie ist in ganzen Hecher von Evroim, something which is completely beyond, transcends the created beings. Und der Riber is as by Eden, wie sie seine Lomate und dazu noch in Mitzrayim, gewen hat aber Chodosh Lagamri. And therefore, to give it to the Yidden, which are part of the creation, and who certainly as they are on such a low level within creation as they were during when they were in Mitzrayim, is as nisht in zei gedus. So the Torah was completely out of their out of the parameter of what they were accustomed to, or what they could reach, or what was completely out of their world, in a different world. The midvert, so therefore that's why it's called birth, because now they were completely transformed into a people that could receive Torah. Der mit werden musber die drei nehmen Chagamatzah zman cheresenu and Chag Pesach. So this explains the three names. Ze dricken ois die drei tnuas, because these three names express the three approaches in dem seder dafke, and specifically in this order was fadern sich kedei zu oiftam amatzias chadosha. These three names express what it takes to create a new entity, which Am Yisrael had to be created into a new entity, and it has to be in the order in which it comes out: Chag HaMatzos, then Zman Cheresenu, and then Chag HaPesach. So what is it? Wenn man das verstehen durch die Dogma von dem Seder wie der Rav lernt mit der Talmud Adava Seichel, so we can understand this from an analogy of how a teacher teaches a student a concept in intellect, zu der Advarseichel zu welche der Talmud allein mit sein eigenem Seichel kann es zukommen. The teacher is trying to convey to the student an idea, the kind of idea which the student with his own abilities would never be able to reach that. Es ist ba'em adova chodesh. To the student, this would be a completely new, novel idea, something that he couldn't have understood on his own. Nish v'alahotas bizahenish gehert. And not only because he's never heard this idea before. So all you have to do is tell him the idea, now he's heard it. But it's not just that. Nor v'al er is hechef un geder aseichel fun atalit, but because this kind of thinking is so completely different from the way that this student is able to think at this moment, because he's an underdeveloped seichel, doesn't have experience yet with different kinds of thinking and so on, and therefore is unable to wrap his mind around this kind of an idea. Now the teacher is trying to teach him that. The erste Sach, manzer beim Talmud, at nur vom Bittel. So the first thing, if the Talmud wants to be able to learn and accept and receive this new thinking, first he has to have bittel, which means to completely put himself aside, his own self aside, his own thinking aside. K'may merazal, as our sages tell us, as by a Talmud Chacham sheyeshu lifnei rabbi, that when a Talmud Chacham sits before his teacher, in other words, wants to learn something new and so on, darv zayin svasoysov sifsoysov noitfes mar. It has to, as the quoting a pasuk, his lips have to be dripping with bitter, with a feeling of embitterment. In other words, that he is in a state of awe and reverence, that he like fear even, so that it's not that he's thinking and let's see how I can integrate what the teacher teaches to my thinking. No, he has to put his own thinking aside and be completely in a state of reverence, and then can he be ready for receiving the new idea that the teacher wants to teach. For mit seine keiches und seichel ken er nicht öffnen dem seichel chodesh, because if he were to try to employ his own thinking, his own seichel, he won't be able to receive this new idea, weil er es hechav von sein metzias, because this new idea is completely higher than what he is capable of. Dafke bittel, and it's only when he sets himself aside, nishmetzias, when he begins to recognize that his way, his approach, has to be put aside and it doesn't have any bearing on this new way of thinking, is a keli, only that becomes the proper receptacle of them for this new way of thinking that the teacher wants to impart. Al derech loshon chazal, and as our sages tell us, kli reikon machzik, an empty vessel is able to contain. A full vessel, there's no room to put in anything new. So therefore, when a student wants to have something new imparted, he has to make himself empty, remove all of your preconceived approaches and thinking and notions and so on. Only then can you accept and receive the new idea. The nochaber, so that's the first thing, is bittel. The nochaber muzir the Talmud mishtadel zayin zu banem and the svara. But then once the teacher begins to teaches, so the student has to be able to receive and accept and integrate this new idea that the teacher is teaching. For that, of course, you need to now begin to employ your own thinking. Once you've set aside your old way of thinking, the teacher is now delivering the new idea, so now you have to start using your seichel to be able to understand it. Zusammen damit was dafke kli reken machzi, because at the same time, as we just said, that it's only an empty vessel that can contain, muzes aber sein a keli. At the same time, it has to be a vessel, a proper vessel. When a keli sholim, a complete vessel, nish kein nekev amavatel inyona, nish token nekev, not that it has a hole. If the keli has a hole which takes away its function as a keli, if you have a pot and it has a hole in it, when you put in the soup, it'll soon be gone. That's not a pot. That's not a proper keli. So you need a keli which is a proper keli and can contain. und der Riber is nicht genug, the tnuah from Bittel, and therefore it's not enough that you, the student, simply puts himself aside and therefore now expect to receive the teacher's teaching. No. Not as Dav Zayin, the Zugetrogenkeit zu Gabolos HaSeichel, you have to have attention and you have to be involved and do everything that you can to be able to receive and understand this new Seichel, Akliya Makabel HaMachzik. You have to make yourself into a vessel which can receive and contain. The tachlis from the limud is, what is the ultimate purpose of learning this new idea? Asof kol sof zol the Talmud zayin koye inish adayta de rabbi. Eventually, a student wants to work himself up to becoming someone that can understand it on the level that the teacher teaches it. In other words, rise up to the level of the teacher, and that sometimes takes a long time, as it might take 40 years. It says it takes 40 years to reach the level of your teacher, but that's the ultimate purpose of learning. Not that you should always be a receiver and you always need a teacher, but rather to be able to stand on your own two feet. Und Reber, and therefore Chodsch, as in sein itzige Matzev is noch nicht begedet zu verstehen deiter der Rabbi, and therefore, even though in your situation now you're not on the level where you can understand and reach the concepts as they are imparted by the teacher, was der Rebbe muss der Rav mashpia sein zum Talmud asechel mitzumtzum, and therefore the teacher, when he teaches at this point, has to teach it on a much reduced level. He can't teach him the whole brightness and the whole power of the idea, because that would overwhelm the students. He has to teach it in a more reduced level, was es be'erech zum seichel haTalmid, such a level which can be contained by the student at this time. Und der Oimek HaSeichel, but the depth of the idea, the very depth and the ultimate understanding of the idea, wie er ist beim Rav, the way it is understood by the teacher, is behelem in of Seichel Metzumtzum, is concealed in the reduced level that the teacher imparts it to the student. Contained in there is the nugget, the essence of the idea, but not yet in a way that the student can understand and unpack and get to understand it. Eventually, if he thinks about it and he develops it and so on, he will eventually be able to peel away the helem, the concealments, and get to the depth of the idea. But that takes time. So in other words, that at this time he cannot yet reach the level that the teacher is teaching it. There has to be, the student already at this time has to be in a mode where he wants to burst out of the limitations of his own seichel, of his own intellect, und aufheben sein seichel zum seichel rab, and to raise up his capacity to understand to a higher level, so that it could meet the level of the teacher who was teaching. Of course, you're not going to be able to reach all the way up to the level of the teacher, but you want to go out of your limitations and to try to go up a level in order to eventually meet the teacher on his level. Und dafke durch dem kann es sof sof zukommen zu sein koya deite der Rabbi, and only by this mode of trying to get beyond what you normally understand can you hope to eventually reach the knowledge, the level of your teacher. Was ist in ganzen hecher asuk seichel, of course the teacher's level is a completely high, new and higher level of seichel, and you try to get away from your limitations to be able to meet him on that level eventually. Dalit, of them say that anal. So in this order, as we discussed, as frier kumdes vasois of noit vismar, that first comes the bittel, und the noch is the tnuah zu seiner kli metzias, and then that he has to make himself into metzias to be able to contain. He has to be the proper keli. Kemelachayir fregen, you could ask the question. The Gemara tells us that the Rabbi mekame de pasach luhul rabbanon omer milse de b'dichese ubatchi rabbanon. Before Rabbi would begin to teach, he would tell the students a light-hearted word, like a joke or something, and they would laugh, and this brought them into a joyous mood. L'seif yaseh be'emse b'pasach b'shmaita, and then after that, he would sit with aima, with fear, with reverence, as one should be when they learn Torah, and he would begin the lesson. Was von dem sagt man, from this we see, as frie darf sein, darf oivgetan werden der niftach liba, that first he had to open up their heart through saying something amusing so that they could be in a joyous mood. Zaina kliroy, in other words, he had to bring them into a place where their heart was open to listen, in order to be able to make them into the proper keli, to be able to understand Vashtein Dishmaita, to be able to understand the lesson that he was going to teach. And only after that, Yosef Be'emsa Yiru Bittel, and then they went into a mode of reverence. So it seems to be the opposite, that first they start, first he prepared them as kelim to be able to receive the lesson, and then he began to teach the lesson with reverence. So it started the opposite of what we just described. Is the biron then? So the explanation is that in your familsa de bedichas of hazdav zayin mekame de pasach lu rabbanon, the idea of the amusing words that he said before he began the lesson is nor achana klolus sum klolus alimud. That was not part of the lesson yet. That was a pre-lesson preparation. Thus is aber nicht a tale von dem limud, but not part of the teaching itself. Von dem seder hashpoah gufa, it's not part of the order in which the transmission of the idea must take place. So the joke was pre-transmission of the idea. That was the general preparation before anything begins. And then began the order of the transmission, which was what? He started with sat with reverence, which is exactly what we said, that the beginning of the lesson is reverence, and then you can go to becoming a keli and so on. In andere Werte, in other words, das was the milsa bedichas daf ofton in the Talmud, what is the amusing joke meant to accomplish, is nicht zu machen im roi zu öffnen im sechel, not to make him fit a keli to be able to receive the sechel. That was only to put them in the mood of wanting to become, to be taught. To bring them into a state where they want to now receive. Then begins the transmission of the idea, which starts with Yosef Be'emsa, which is sitting with reverence. But the yachas v'shaychas ha'erech tzvishn em rabban talmid, but this relationship and the way that the rab is going to transmit to the talmid, v'sevabunem b'demashpas ha'seichel tzum talmid, which is already the method through which he is actually going to transmit the idea to the student, shaft sich ez ven yosef b'em, said that only begins when they sit down with reverence. Now begins the lesson. And that's the first step. The first step is sitting down with reverence. Upasar b'shmaita, and then you can get to the learning. Loid dem bir, vet oich zayn vashtanik, the seder in the Maimer Chazal, according to this, we'll also understand what the order that our sages tell us the following statement. Lo'olam tehei smoil doicha b'yemim karevis. A person should always be in a mode where the left hand is pushing away and that right hand is bringing close. What this means, of course, is when there is a need that someone needs to be pushed aside for some reason, it should always be the left hand pushing aside and the right hand should still be bringing close. Vos von dem seder aloshen is mashma, from the order in which they say it, as lo'olam daf frier zayin smoil doicha, first they mentioned that the left hand should be pushing away, und noch yemim karevis, and then they get to the right hand bringing close. When the adgosh in the maimer is nor as the doicha daf getom vern mitten smoil yat keya um karevis mitten yemin, but the point that they're trying to deliver here from this statement is, of course, that it should be the weaker hand, the left hand, which is pushing away when that is necessary. And that should be the right hand, the dominant hand, the stronger hand, which should be bringing close. In other words, there should be much more bringing close than pushing away. That's the point of this expression. But the order The order seems to be that first you have to have the left hand and pushing away, and then the right hand bringing close. So therefore we can also ask about this, as we asked before, Vishtim de Seidem mit Maimer Anal. How does this go with the what our sages tell us is Mekamed Apostlechlu Amemilsa de Bedichas Artnuah from Mekarebis? First, he told him a joke. Rabbi told him a joke, which is the idea of the right hand bringing close. Ula b'seif, and after Yosef be'emse, they sat with reverence. Artnuah v'hafchis. In other words, that first, how does this fit with the order that he said, that first it should be the left hand pushing away and only then the right hand bringing close? Rabbah, it was the opposite. The right hand brought close and then the left hand sat them with reverence and so on. Another thing about this statement is, as zaklal, it's a general rule, as yamin kedemes l'smail, that the right hand always comes before the left hand. Over here, this statement seems to be putting the left hand before the right hand. What does it mean that the right hand always comes first, like in getting dressed or whatever? There's always, you know, you put on your right shoe first and then your left shoe and so on, and in other matters of getting dressed and other things as well. The kasha is noch starker. The question could be even more. Noch maimele oilem tehei. After that, the statement that the sages tell us in the Gemara that the left hand should be pushing away and the right hand bringing close. Vert gebracht, the Gemara talks about Yetzer Tinek V'Isha. Yetzer means the one's interest in intimacy. Tinek, a child, and Isha, in a time when there is a. And a woman also, even if there's a need to lecture, rebuke, or chastise a woman, you have to do it in a way that it will not overwhelm, because you don't want to bring it to... And all these three things, even the Yetzirah, the desire for intimacy, cannot be pushed away altogether because there is a need for it. And a child, even if you have to punish it, has to be done in a way that it will not be overwhelming. When the Seder by a tinnik is, it focuses on the child. The order by a child is, as v'dafim mizada zayinu tzulene b'dvarim she'im ahuvim etzlei l'katn shonov. The Rambam says that you have to, in order to get a child to be able to want to learn, you have to encourage him with things which are interesting to him, according to his age. Korav ekrev etin l'chay gaizim. If you learn, I'll give you some nuts or candy, whatever it is that a child is interested at the time. The Rambam is Meirich and Pirush and Mishnah. So the Rambam dwells on this and how to educate children. We understand then, therefore, that the right hand bringing clothes, in other words, offering enticements so that the child will learn, has to come before you say some strong words and so on. And as you see this literally, that's what works. If you were to approach a child first with lecturing him and giving him over the head, it would completely turn him off to learning. So therefore, of course, the Yamin Mekarevis has to come first. So the same question is, as we asked before, why does do Chazal say that first should the first mentioning Smail Deicha and then Yamin Mekarevis? Or as we said before, earlier even, that first has to come the Eima and only then can be the making a Keli. It seems that the order should be reversed. Well, Pianal Siv Dalit is this movement, but as we explained it's already understood, as the in the Maimer Lo'ilam Tehei Shmuel Deicha, and that expression, Retzich Noch Nor Vegendem Bias Dav Zain Dem Seder Inem Oiftam Bepoil. That is only when you're already in the mode of teaching or accomplishing and so on. That's when it starts with Shmuel Deicha and Yamin Mekarevis. And in them is the Seder as Fria Kum Tzmel Deich and the Nochim Mimekarevis, as he said before. Es Retzich Aben Do Nid Wegen De Peulus Fin Yemim Mekarevis Was Kumen Al Tzachonem Mochrachas Un Agdom Akeidem Fin Da Ashpa. But when what we're saying, that a child needs to be enticed with candy or whatever it is, That's talking before you begin to teach. That is only to get him to open up to the idea of teaching, as with Rabbah's joke. That was before he began to teach, he said a joke. But once the activity of teaching begins, then has to be smoil deicha, then has to be to sit with awe and reverence, not in a light mood, that has to start with bittul. As he says inside, like Fatalmidim, like Rabbah's joke for the students, or by drawing the child in with enticements which are according to what he likes at the time, that is before this teaching starts. So just like you need these three steps in order to be able to learn a new idea, as he said before, the same thing is also needed, and even more so when we're talking about completely transforming a person completely, to turn this person into a completely new existence, as happened to the Yidden by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, the same thing applies in our situation in regards to the Yidden, that their birth into a Jewish nation, Foster Gmar Vishlilus. Bishleimus from them is ven tavdunus alakim alaharazet, which was completed and it reached its pinnacle when the Yidden served Hashem at Har Sinai, which means by Matan Torah, is fabunim medidrayinanim, also is connected with these three same steps. Number one, aziden zolun kenen nemen Torah dabazizayin tavdun. In order for the Yidden to be able to receive Torah, they have to first be in a state of service, being servants. They have to be able to be express bittul and to completely remove their previous definition, which means they have to redefine themselves completely from before. What happened? What they were before is completely gone. That was a state that they were in was they were in a lowly state, that they were actually contrary to what Torah expresses. And this has to be done like a servant. It's not like a son that serves his father out of love and so on. An eved, a servant, does it simply because that's what you have to do, and he doesn't may not have feeling for it, and so on. It's an act of bittul. Because in order to be able to be in a state to be able to receive the Torah of Hashem, first you have to do. In other words, to say I will do, that is an avodas eved, and only then v'nishma. Haktomas nasa l'nishma, the nasa has to come before. All of these are expressions of bittul. Then comes the second step, Leidach Gisa, on the other hand, is the Tavdun Nishtin an Eifen was Brechte Metzius Nayidin, when we say that a Yid should be Mavatal themselves and to serve Hashem with Tavdun, with Avedus Ever, it doesn't mean that you have to crush the person and that the person, not to crush the Metzius of the person, or Adarab, but to the contrary, Dos Gufe is the Etzim for Zay Metzius. But rather to bring out that what is the true nature of the person is one who is bottle. Bal derech dogim, like we say about fish, that if somebody is toiveling in a river and there was pressed up against a fish and therefore toiveled and there was a fish on against the skin, we say that the fish is not a chitzitza for the water. You're still considered to have been toiveled properly, even though there was something interrupting between the water and your skin. And the reason is because they're part of the water. They are not, they're bottled to the water. And in a similar way, the Yidden and Torah are not two separate metzias, but they are one metzias. And therefore, when we talk about bittul, it doesn't mean that you have to remove the metzias of a yid, but rather to bring out, to express the idea that a yid and teira are really one and the same. And therefore, that's the kind of bittul that we have to teira, because we're one and the same. And as our sages tell us, there is no truly free person, only someone who studies Torah. So in other words, that the true nature of freedom for a Yid is their connection to Torah. We know that on the one hand it would seem to this statement is a little difficult to understand. Torah is all kinds of restrictions. It's a, you have to be dedicated and to be bottle and to do what is written in Torah. That puts a lot of restrictions on your freedom, it would seem. But the emes teva abriya fun yidden is tzuton Torah mitzvahs, and the reason why it's called ben chayrin, why are you truly free only when you study Torah, is because what is the true nature of a yid is his connection to Torah or her connection to Torah. That is the natural state of a yid. And as the Mishnah says, I was created only for the purpose of serving Hashem, so that's who I truly am. And therefore, if a yid does not fulfill what the Torah says, God forbid, is chach as im zetesoyzer is fry on a yach, although it may seem to that person that he is free of the restrictions of Torah, because he doesn't have any responsibilities and so on, and it would seem that it's so much easier to live a life in which you don't have to do the mitzvahs and so on. Bald over, but since this very thing of living a life which is not according to Torah mitzvahs is hepech v'yisfadet zayin emes emos, this goes in completely contrary to who this person truly is, to who this, the nature of this person. And therefore, living that kind of life is what's called avodas perech. What does avodas perech mean? Hard work. What defines hard work? Al derech mayim chazal. This we can know from what our sages tell us. As avodas perech meant, that when it says that the vayavidu, that the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, made the Jews work avodas perech. So our sages say, what does avodas perech mean? What does it mean exactly? They said maleches anoshim lenoshim and maleches noshim lanoshim. They made the men do the woman's work, and they made the women do the men's work. When we talk about if you make a man do a woman's labor, so a woman's labor is easier, compared to what men used to do in those days. They worked in the field, back-breaking work, where a woman was in the home and she was able to do easier work. So why is that called avodas perech? If you allowed a man to do a woman's work, that's freedom. This is by anoshim an avodas perech. The answer is, for a man, that is called hard work, labor. Why is it? The farvas is nish leitz an regilus v'teva, because this is not what you're accustomed to do. This is not what you're naturally able to do and want to do. So a man would rather, it's easier and it's more according to the to the man's nature, to be working hard in the field than to be working less hard in the house. Dafkevenis is doat dem tavdun is an emes ben chayrin. In other words, that when, so therefore going back to a yid with Torah, only when the yid is working within the context of Torah, doing that kind of work, only then is it truly freedom. Then he is expressing what his true nature is. But when you get stuck living a life without Torah, so it may seem easier, just like a woman's work may seem easier to than a man's, but for a man that is labor intensive, can't get used to it, it goes against the person's nature. So also when a yid lives a life without Torah, that goes against the nature, and therefore that is restrictive, that is truly restrictive to who you are. When you do what the Torah says, even though it may seem like it's a burden and hard work, but it expresses who you truly are, and that is true freedom. And that's what it means. There is no true Ein Lach Ben Chayrin Ela Misha Yisig B'Teirin. Then we have the third darge, which is durch matn teire hat sich aufgetan a shinui shalei be'erech von in Yidin. Through matn teire, there was a complete change which transformed the Yidin into a completely different type of an existence than they were before. Bis as euch de tavdun von a Yidin. Now the tavdun, the work, the work like an eved of a yid, which it would seem is a limited type of avodah, loy dagbalus and zaymetzias, according to each person, according to their own who they are, is bepnumiusay an avodah vasis farbunda mit nois natayra. Underlying it, what it is at its core is really an avodah which is connected with the one who gave the Torah, with Hashem Himself. And therefore it transcends any limitation, which fits with what we said before, that after the student learns and receives the chachma, the seichel from the teacher, he has to try to escape his omitzias and to rise up to be able to meet the teacher on his level by a yid. Also underlying everything is the fact that the Torah is connected to the teacher, to Eibishter, the infinite, and therefore that transforms even what seems to be a limited Aveda V'Yid into an infinite Aveda connected to Hashem. Und das seinen die drei Neme Chagamatzes man Cheresenu Chagapesach, and this is expressed in those three names. Matze weist a bittel. Matze, as we know, expresses the idea of bittel. Heder Agbav is Nasus, the lack of rising and so on. Cheresenu weist wie der Bittel wird aufgenommen in der Metzies von Ayiden beäufen, als es hält sich an in dem der Emesse Ingen von Cheres Kanal. Das Mann Cheresenu means that this kind of Aveda of Avedas Eved is expressed that this is the true freedom of a Yid. That kind of Aveda, that is the true freedom of a Yid, as we said before. Und hat in dem a Geschmack, and that he has a pleasure in this Avodas Eved that he has, because the underlying it is his true nature. Pesach, and then the third name is from the Loshen Dilug, which means to hop over, to jump over, not to go step by step, but to take leaps and bounds. The Dilug Shalei Be'erech Vosis Given Ogumuz Zayim Bayidin, this jump forward that had to be on the, that the Yidden had to be able to bring out. Mitzadim dilug shleib erech vasis gekumen mulmaile by yitzias mitzrayim. And how were they able to jump forward? Because there was a giluy, a revelation from above, at matan teira, at yitzias mitzrayim. Sorry, and matan teira the tnuah arizgim from zayir hakbolus. In other words, because they had this revelation from above by yitzias mitzrayim and by Matan Torah, therefore they were now able to go out of their limitations und zukum und zudos vasishle be'erech echem azeh, to be able to get to something, to reach something which is completely beyond their metzias, their own personal state. As we said, that the student rises up to meet the teacher. Zion. One of the lessons that we can take from this in the Aveda of every Yid of Hashem. What is the very beginning and the foundation of all Aveda is Yira in Kabbalah Soil. That is reverence of Hashem and is simply accepting Kabbalah Soil is what we call Avedas Eved, which is called Avedas Eved. Of the Aveda darf nicht getan werden mit an Atzvos Chasu Sholom Ashvira. But this kind of Aveda is not done with a depression and you have no choice but that you have to accept what Hashem says and so on, and it breaks your own natural expression of your own personal self and so on. That's not what it is. V'baldas v'amech kulim tzadikim, since every Yid is a tzadik, as it says in the Pasuk. There could be an exception to that. Unless the person himself, the Yid themselves has put up certain boundaries and concealments and so on. In that case, in order to get to this Darga of Tzaddik, first you have to break open all these self-imposed restrictions, L'shabar HaKlipas, which means to break down the klipa that you've created around you. And how is that accomplished? By feeling embittered by your state of being locked into the klipas. That's how you break through the klipa. And then you get back to the Biyamach Tzukolom Tzadikim. But if a person does not create this kind of restriction around them, so then they are Va'amech Kolom Tzadikim. That's what the natural state is. V'alik Kedusha Mitzadatzma is Nishtak and Shvira. And since a Yid is in a state of Kedusha Va'amech Kolom Tzadikim, and in Kedusha there is no need to break anything. Dosva says Dav Zayin the Tuva from Meridus v'Lev Nishba v'Nemucha v'Ruach Nemucha. This idea that there has to be a feeling of embitteredness and a broken heart and a lowly spirit is mitzad aguf v'nefesh b'hamis. That is only because you have to be able to deal with your body and with the nefesh b'hamis. They need this kind of approach, shvira and so on. Then if they begin to take control of the person, so then you have to break through that, and then you need some other methods. Fosdan is the That's when a person needs a broken heart, a miris hanefesh, and bitterness, because the strength and power of the kedusha is able to break through the domination of the guf and the nefesh of Bahamas. Aber mitzad nefesh alikis, but if it was just the nefesh alikis, is nishtak and shvira, there would be no need to break anything. Nor simcha, there would be only there's only a need for simcha. So therefore, when a yid is experiencing avodas eved and all the yira kabbalah soil, all of these are not there to break a person. They are there. They're all experienced through simcha. Thus, the hezver in dem sipur, which also explains the story, which is told about the Alter Rebbe is given a zilbeno tabak pushka on a dekel. The Alter Rebbe had a snuff box, a tabak pushka, a silver one, which didn't have a cover. Why not? Well, the guns glance the kedekel because the shiny cover had their Alter Rebbe genutzt to mechaben sein the tefillin shuberosh. The Alter Rebbe used it as a mirror. It was a flat surface, silver, so it acted like a mirror, and the Alter Rebbe used it, took it off the tabak, the snuff box, and he used it to straighten his tefillin. As his own sein punkte mitten, that they should be in the middle of the head as it's supposed to be. B'shas mahad wegen dem gered b'fnei Tzemach Tzedek. One time, when the chassidim were talking about this in front of the Tzemach Tzedek, describing this thing, eisreden dig sich, as the Alter Rebbe hat es abgebrechen im Deckel von der Pushke. So that when the person that was telling the story said, the Alter Rebbe broke off the cover from the snuff box and used it as a mirror. Hat der Tzemach Tzedek dem gesagt, der Tzemach Tzedek said about this, as dem Zedens inyan in nish geben zu brechen. The Alter Rebbe did not break things. That's not what he did. Er hat nish gebrochen, he didn't break it off. Na mestame is der Deckel geben mechuber zu der Pushke mit der Chut. Probably the cover was connected to the box itself with like a silver pin or something. And the Zayda Hataris Gunam Dem Chuta Machaber, and the Alter Rebbe simply removed that pin, which made the cover be removed from the box. Not that he broke it. Ulachaira Afil, when the Alter Rebbe Volt Abgebrochenem Dekel, it would seem, why did the Tzemach Tzedek make such a big issue of it? Even if the Alter Rebbe would have broken it off, is it doch given L'shem Kiyum Mitzvah? Why did he break it? In order that he should have it as a mirror for the tefillin. It wasn't for the purpose of breaking it. He was breaking it apart in order to be able to use it in a better way. So why did the Tzemach Tzedek, why was he bothered by the person saying that the Alter Rebbe broke it off? Now the inyan in them, but what it means is in Kedusha mitzad atzma is a behaupt nishtok an inyan from shvira. In Kedusha, the Alter Rebbe expressed pure Kedusha. And in Kedusha there is no such thing as breaking. When the far is beim Tzemach Tzedek, even borer as the Alter Rebbe had sicher nicht abgebrochen im Deckel, and therefore, by the Tzemach Tzedek, since he knew the Alter Rebbe was pure Kedusha, there was no question that he did not break it. There is no such thing as breaking in Kedusha. And the Rebbe, so therefore, the same also when it comes to Kabbalah Soil and these of Avodas Eved, which one might think is sort of crushing to the personality, to your own personality, said there's no such thing in Kedusha. These are all experienced through true joy and appreciation for the Kabbalah Seil. This is something that we do. We have a tainug in it. We have an enjoyment in doing our Kabbalah Seil. The Rebbe dav the bittel of Kabbalah Seil was mansich als reishis avayd, and therefore this bittel and Kabbalah Seil, which are expected as the very foundation of avayda. In the Ravoida for Nevesh HaLakis Gufa, even the Nevesh HaLakis has this need for Kabbalah Soil. It has to be mit hageshmak and achayis, has to be with enjoyment and with energy, with passion, visendik, as das is der emes achayrus and metzias, because we know that this is the true freedom of a yid, and this is the real nature of a yid, that he is connected to the Eibishter in this way, and therefore there is no sadness over it, it's all enjoyed.